Greetings, Nyawiskanakagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. So as always, enjoy the music and the chat. Gather around, kids, and I'll tell you all about the time the Blue Mountain Tribe from sunny California won a Native American Music Award during a historic snowfall event in western New York. That's right. Today I welcome Pat Mata, a singer-songwriter and drummer for the band, to the show. We have a lot to talk about, including, most importantly, the band's brand new album, Oh Great Warrior, which I'll have you know is recorded at a historical recording studio in Hollywood. So keep it tuned in, and kicking things off is Mountain Down Blues, and you are listening to Gino.
Well, I got the blues today. I'm feeling down and I know it shows. Well, I got the blues today. I got the blues and I know it shows. I'm feeling down, I know it shows. Well, I'm feeling low down here. Think I'll head on down the road. Well, I'm feeling low down here. I think I'll head on down the road. Think I'll head.
Off our listening with a nice strong start today is a brand new offering from the Blue Mountain Tribe from their new release, Oh Great Warrior. That's Mountain Down Blues for your listening pleasure today on Gyno. Welcome to today's conversation. I'm excited to welcome Pat Mata, the drummer and a singer-songwriter with this fantastic intertribal band hailing from California. And so without further ado, at this time, I'd like to welcome Pat to the show. Nyawiskano, how are you doing today, my friend?
Well, thank you, sir. Brett, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I couldn't say it's sunny California today, but you know what? It's always a good day here.
We could say that about every day. And you know what? We need those reminders as well. I needed it today, so thank you so much for that as well. Pat, you know, we have a lot to talk about today. And I know, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to have enough time to touch on everything because we've already had such a great conversation. And I know we could keep this going all day long. So without further ado, let's just get right into it and start with some introductions. Please do me the honor and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Pat Mata here from Southern California. I'm a Northern Chumash, YTT, Chichu Tichu Yaktahini is our tribe, and we're from like the Pismo, Avila Beach area if in Central California, if you guys ever been here. But yeah, it's my tribe, and I've been playing drums probably now for, you know, a little over 30 years. Played with all kinds of different bands, secular bands, to rock, to jazz, to blues. And landed a gig with Blue Mountain Tribe here. So we're moving along with this new album of ours.
Years and years ago, I had Robin Hairston on the show. And of course, we talked about all my relations. And, you know, I got to be right up front with you right now, Pat, and probably people out there. Why is he talking to the drummer? Well, first and foremost, I think people need to talk to drummers more.
Oh, thank you. Thank you there, Brett. Appreciate that.
But at the same time, too, you know, I wanted to poke a little bit of fun at some of the situation that unfolded. Of course, centering around the Native American Music Awards, Blue Mountain Tribe, you and the whole band were scheduled to be out here, but that's not quite how it worked out, right?
No, sir. Now, we kept on hearing reports of this big snowstorm going to hit Buffalo, New York, you know. So there at the last minute, I guess the rest of the band's airlines were canceled, according to them, and some of the flights out of Buffalo or into Buffalo were canceled. Well, I thought I was going to have to cancel as well too. So here I'm waiting to the last minute. You know, me and my son were kind of up late, and you know, we had to leave early in the morning to catch our flight out of LAX. And he kept on telling me, "Dad, we can't cancel. We just got to move on." So I go, "All right, let me call my airlines." And so I called them up, and they're saying, "Hey, we're all go here. You know, there's no flight cancellations or anything." So we're like, "Okay, great. I guess we're going. We're going to give it a shot." So that's how we ended up there. And the rest of the band didn't. Their flights actually got canceled, and they didn't know they can swap over to another flight. Because when I got into Detroit, there was actually that flight was pretty booked because a lot of people transferred their flights over from Detroit into Buffalo. So yeah, that's how I made it. But and our producer was already there. He had made it there a couple of days ahead of time, so he kept on telling us, "Oh yeah, it's pretty bad out here, you know, hopefully you can get in." So we were able to get in and enjoy the whole show and meet great people like yourself and Alan's crew and everybody else, and it was a good time.
Well, I'm certainly bummed I wasn't able to see Robin again and meet Caleb. I am so happy that I got to meet you, Bonnie, and Tyler. Not Bonnie Tyler either. That's not what I mean.
gotcha.
Such great people. And I'm glad you could be out here to represent the band as well. And, well, I guess this provides a nice time to pivot back in as we start to slowly get back into the music. Of course, you were one of the big winners at the 20th Native American Music Awards. So congratulations on that. And this next song we're going to be hearing was the song that won. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about this track.
Pray for Our Planet. Arvo Looking Horse, during the pandemic, had contacted Robin, and he brought it into the band, and we got to come up with a good song for, Praying for Our Planet and all this pandemic stuff that was going on. So Caleb just started writing some stuff, and we all kind of came together and just put it all together, and that was the song we came up with. And we had to have a video of this as well, too. So we had contacted our videographer, which he's a big Hollywood guy, Mr. Bobby Altman. And we all came together, and we shot a video, and here it is. It's out, and we won quite a few awards on this video as well. Just recently, this one, but then also the Las Vegas Film Festival was a big one. I think we talked a little bit about that, but man, it's been in Europe and all over the place. So we're really happy with it.
I'm excited to introduce this excellent track to my listeners today. So without further ado, we're going to get back into our listening. Before our time is up, I have a new offering also from Molly Obomswin's Sweet Tooth. We're going to be hearing from the Ripcords. I have some Logan Stotts in this first block, but kicking things off, it's the track that Pat was just talking about. You're invited to turn it up and sing along with Pray for Our Planet from Blue Mountain Tribes, O Great Warrior, today on Gyno. Asada no de, you ought to sing along.
sacred sites. Let's pray together and tell the world no more hatred and no more lies. Your skin color.
Kisakola in the Shinnecott. You're listening to Gyno with French, maybe.
my bones, carry my body whole, and I'll buy back my soul with the gold that I'm owed. 'Cause I've been a dead man, just walking away,
just walking away.
'Cause I've been a dead man, just walking away,
just walking away.
And give me back my love, and I think
Stotts and Dead Man winding down our first block of listening on today's edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, welcome back. I'm excited to get back into today's conversation with my featured guest, Pat Mata, a drummer for the Blue Mountain Tribe, one of the big winners at the 20th Native American Music Awards. Of course, the track that was kicking off our listening just then was the track that won. It was Pray for Our Planet, also from Old Great Warrior. Now, Pat, when we left off, we were starting to talk about some of the accolades that Pray for Our Planet received, and you were also starting to talk about, that trip down to the Las Vegas Film Festival, correct, that it also won at, and it also helped to contribute one of the songs to Old Great Warrior, too, yeah?
That's correct, Brett. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, on our way to Vegas, we were... in a limo drive from a little town of Tehachapi, California, all the way to Vegas. It's about a 4.5-hour trip. And the wives, our producer's wife, Karen, and my wife, Bonnie, they just started coming up with these lyrics or these words and stuff and kind of put them into us, this would be great for our missing and indigenous women out there, because it's a big problem we have right now.
Absolutely.
And so they came up with these lyrics and kind of just sat there. And then when I got back from Vegas, I play a little bit of guitar myself, I kind of started strumming around on it and putting some of those lyrics together and kind of composing them just a little bit, and came up with Sacred Flowers. So Sacred Flowers is a really, really touchy song, and we hope it reaches a lot of people. I mean, the outreach is there. We just have too much of this missing indigenous women out there, along with others. But we, you know, we just came up with this song, and we're really excited, and it's on the new album, Oh Great Warrior, now, and we hope you guys enjoy it, and hope it, you know, reaches out to people. Yeah, it's really in our heart.
It's a beautiful track and a nice way to finish an excellent album as well. And one of the things that listeners are undoubtedly going to experience as they journey through the listening on the album is just how eclectic these songs are as well. And I'm getting the sense that a lot of that has to do with just the different talents in the band and everybody bringing their own influences to the table too, huh?
That's correct. Yeah, like I said, I come from a big rock background, and so does Caleb. We like to, you know, bang heads every once in a while. And Robin, of course, he's more of our bluesy guy with some harmonica blues, and so we kind of combine that. Jeff Cooperhawk, he also brings he plays guitar as well too. He'll bring some stuff on, and he likes the rock, and we all like the blues, and so we just kind of jive together and call it the blues rock band, you know? So that's kind of where we get both, you know, our influences. We're not all blues and we're not all rock, so we kind of go from there.
Some place nice in between, and again, I think you capture the diversity of your influences perfectly with the album. But that's not the only thing that sets this release apart either. You guys recorded right in Hollywood at a pretty high-profile studio, too, yeah?
Very high-quality studio. Cherokee Studios in Hollywood. It's produced some of the... It's produced Michael Jackson, Motley Crue, Tom Petty, Steely Dan... Steve Perry from Journey's recorded in there. I mean, you name it. There's just a bunch of heavy weight type musicians and recording artists that's been through there. And we were just lucky enough to get that connection. And the people there, Mr. Bruce Robb, the sound engineer, he's so good with everything. And it's all analog as well too. We got Miss Tiffany Downing. She's one of the managers there, and they just treated it as like royalty. It was an honor to play there, and we look forward to recording there again.
I was going to ask if you feel that the analog recording facility is what contributes to some of this warmth that we hear.
I believe so. That's my personal feeling. It just, even Bruce loves the analog recordings. Well, the thing about analog, there's not a lot of room for mistakes. you know, it is what it is. We don't have the digital tracks to come back and, oh, let's add a beat, or let's take a chord out, or, you know, it is what it is. You're hearing the raw music there, and it's great. It's got a really good feeling.
It probably makes you really appreciate what bands in the past had to go through to make their albums too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rod Stewart did his albums there. Yeah, you can hear a lot of that in there as well too. But yeah, it was exciting just to be there, and it's great to have them in our back pocket, because we were considering making our next album there as well.
Well, let's talk about that in a few, but yeah, we have a little bit more time to talk about this album before we get into our next block of listening. And I guess what I wanted to follow up with is on that same kind of line, you know, we've been talking a lot today about how everybody brings certain influences to the table. And of course, everybody's bringing songs. You were mentioning, though, you will bring an idea and you love to have that team effort, that collaboration in your process as well. Now, Sacred Flowers is one of your tracks. What's another one that you brought to the table for this album?
You Better Watch Yourself is another one that I kind of brought up to the table. And, you know, I came up with the good, you know, feel that I kind of wanted to emphasize on. And You Better Watch Yourself. And it's kind of about a former boss. Everybody's got those bosses that, you know, you better watch yourself. You know, I've got my eyes on you. Yeah. And that's kind of where that came from. And so, you know, I had that little jive, and I started playing the drums on it, and Caleb kind of started, you know, just his take on throwing a few chords down on it. The bass player came in, and Robin starts coming in with the harmonica. Yeah, and it just all kind of jives. And that's kind of like how I like to bring the songs in and to our rehearsal, because there's some nights, some days, we just come in, and it's just all about new stuff. Not every, you know, every time we rehearse is about, oh, we got to rehearse for this gig or this event coming up. We bring in, and we just come in, and we start rehearsing new material. Okay, what do you got? Okay, let's try this. Let's do this. So that's kind of how we come up with it, and I like that vibe. I like everybody's input, you know, instead of being that, no, we got to do it just like that. No, sure. I like everybody's input on my stuff.
Well, and it certainly helps that everybody in the band is a guitar player and a singer-songwriter, too, so you can really build off each other that way.
Yes, sir. It's really fun. I mean, if I had it my way on some of the songs, I think I'd have too much, you know, distortion, and I'd be cranking this freaking Marshall amp that I got. but, you know, that's my rock influence coming out in me. But, other than that, you know, we just try to keep it a little bluesy rock feel, you know. Yeah. So that's kind of like where we're at.
That's certainly where the magic happens. And, well, let's come back and talk future plans here right after our listening now. As we get back into things, we're also going to be hearing one from Blue Mountain Tribe's All My Relations before our time is up. I also have the Ripcords and Sweet Road Stomp, but kicking things off is the track we were just talking about. Turn it up and sing along with You Better Watch Yourself today on Gyno. We'll be right back.
my eyes on you.